Musa sees the new visitors to his land with the perspective of countless millennia. This Aminoka, or chief of this small population of Tuareg Berbers in southern Tunisia, tells this reporter through translation, "We have wandered the desert from edge to edge since before time. We have protected our language and way. If they have come to the desert for their god, so be it. It will not upset us. We call them Kalatarum because they are from the west. They call us sand people. We do not know why." His face, covered by a deep indigo veil, he takes our crew to the site of the massacre that has shocked the international community. Musa is referring to the growing population of Star Wars fans who have migrated to the region to live their life in monastic purity on the same land used for filming several of the franchise's most famous scenes. As a cattle herder and goods trader wandering the uppermost tip of the Sahara Desert, Musa has been witness to the birth of this new and little-seen sect. It's a group, it should be noted, not without its controversy. They never wanted much in trade. I sold them 2, perhaps 3 DSL modems. They are generally fat like boars and pale like milk. That is odd for the desert. Odd, yes, but the group has odd beginnings. In the early 1990s, Lucasfilm Limited inaugurated the lucrative practice of guided tour packages to Tunisia. The company re-erected many of its sets as expensive hotels, which thrilled fans and became a steady revenue stream for creator George Lucas. Then, in 2002, just after the release of Star Wars II: Attack of the Clones, a group of tourists overtook their guides in the middle of a Wookiee symposium and claimed the resort as their own state. Eyewitness accounts stated that the group celebrated for days and nights, playing what they called Ewok music on primitive drums and small Casio synthesizers. The ringleader of the coup, calling himself Obi-Wan Kevin, announced to a U.S. diplomat soon after that the rebel sect wanted to return to the true word of Jedi Masters and to purge the franchise of control by the dark side. Though born Kevin Oakley in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to liberal schoolteacher parents, Oakley quickly ascended the ranks of Star Wars fandom to control the most popular website dedicated to the series, the Dagobah Times. Feared by many for his trenchant adherence to canonical lore, Oakley made his first headlines only a month before the coup, when he issued an internet-wide fatwa calling for the head of actor Hayden Christensen, the wooden thespian who was given the role of a young Anakin Skywalker. The FBI was preparing an indictment against Oakley when he disappeared. He did not surface until the Tunisian coup. Some members of the coup trickled back only days after the siege, telling horror stories of Obi-Wan Kevin's dictatorial methods. Neophytes were often beaten while blindfolded, with Obi-Wan Kevin admonishing them to use the Force, use the Force. Now, most Americans know Obi-Wan Kevin for the video footage of the bearded, dirty, and wild-eyed Messiah on a stretcher after the capture. He has since been incarcerated for 5 years without trial. The U.S. Army has blocked all efforts to contact him by the press and the Oakley family. It has been rumored that the capture of Obi-Wan Kevin was made possible by tips from his own lieutenants. Yet the colony Obi-Wan Kevin founded thrived, and members accepted his fate as just like being frozen in carbonite. Lucasfilm has officially washed its hands of the properties in the area, denying any knowledge of the city now christened New Alderaan. Attempts to confirm this story with the Tunisian government were also met with silence. Tunisia is tight-lipped about its affairs in general, and the region in question is little populated save for the Berbers and the newcomers. Until 2 weeks ago, initiates were arriving daily, resulting in an estimated colony of 500. Most have scattered to the mountains, Musar says, as we near what the sect called the Cantina. They will talk to us, but no one else. It was Musar who discovered last month's carnage. As he closed upon a small settlement with his herd in tow, he saw something wrong. Many times as I passed at dawn, they played with sticks, either red or blue in color, hitting each other. That day I saw buzzards. Going closer, there were many bodies. Those bodies are now gone, taken by the Red Cross, but the sticks lay on the ground already being covered. Knowing the Cantina building to be a mosque originally, our producer asks Musa if he believes religion may have been behind the attacks. No, he answers. Musa then takes from under his coat a wine bottle. Passing it to our cameraman, Musa says, "Look not towards Mecca, but west to Napa." Musar and others claim to have found several drained bottles of 2002 Skywalker Ranch Chardonnay littered around the massacre site. These bottles fueled rumors that Lucasfilm was holding a summit with the sect, which ended with misunderstanding and bloodshed. While this theory was posted on Metafilter by a user with the screen name Yoda's Choda, the State Department is taking it seriously enough to investigate the movements of several Lucasfilm executives in the last month. Yet with sect members still in hiding in the vastness of the desert itself, a full picture of what happened in New Alderaan is not likely anytime soon. Without anyone tending to the buildings, the sand is already gathering up the sides of the whitewashed domes and creeping into open doorways. The immense riches of Star Wars collectibles that fill nearly every corner of every structure are slowly warping and fusing into one plastic mass in the heat. I picked an oversized Boba Fett figure up off the floor. Once valued for its see-through scope eye, smaller figurines are now stuck to the doll like clusters of coral. Next week, Musa will be leaving the area and taking his herd north as summer hits the desert and the already oven-like temperatures increase. One must move with the sand. That is all the desert asks of us.